This is the BBC from London. Lenin of the Ropes, the gripping story of Britain's only communist football club and the bunch of deadbeats who run it. Come now to Felchester, sparkling jewel nestling in the naval fluff of industrial Britain, where Felchester Rovers club treasurer Colonel Brace Cartwright is presenting the annual accounts to the players.
And in conclusion, for the first time since the new regime took over, the club has realised a small profit of £25,000.
Blimey, 25,000 between 11. That's,
£7.50 each, Stevie. Yes, that's right. Well done, boys, and may I say that on behalf...
Just hold it a second, me old dome-headed tactical mastermind.
Ah, Terry, you're no doubt wondering about the other £24,900. Well, I can assure you, comrades, that in accordance with Marx's teachings, it has been put to a variety of good works.
Really? According to this exclusive report in the Daily Tits... You've just bought yourself a brand new Nissan Satsuma.
Well, when I said good works, comrades, I was, of course, referring to the precision craftsmanship of our Japanese fellow workers. Notably the in-car fax machine with graphic equalizer, yes. Besides, you can't believe a word you read in the Daily Tits. I mean, what a rag this is. I mean, look at this. Nothing but death, destruction, perversion and violence.
Yeah, it sounded like a really good game down at Wimbledon, didn't it?
Half-naked women on every page. I ask you, I mean, what kind of woman would be stupid enough to be exploited in this manner?
Curvy Corin is today's page 3 soccer cutie. Her hobbies are parasending and close harmony acupuncture. When in London, she would like to meet the hunky fellas of Felchester FC, especially rugged, balding maestro, Ricky Lennon.
Ah, yes, well, obviously this girl does have a highly sensitive intellect. She has been merely led astray by scumbag gutter press journalists. Here, give me that. On other pages. My Night of Lust with Ralph Coates, page 17. And on page 47, Felchester legend Sir Nat Jockstrap speaks only to the tits.
Sir Nat who?
Sir Nat Jockstrap, my boy. Finest player ever to pull on a pair of Felchester shorts. And in those days, it took a long time to pull on a pair of shorts. Right? Between 1932 and 37, he averaged 9 goals a game. Sit the passions, too. At one point, he had the whole country wearing windoline in their hair. I still rub it in every day myself. But it can be a bit difficult to hold the mop steady. What a magnificent sight Sir Nat made, bicycling down the left wing, hair sparkling behind his neck curtains.
Yes, those were the days, of course, Colonel, when the footballer was poorly paid and exploited. Not like today's pampered celebrities.
With their in-car leopard skin yogurt dispensers.
So they gave it to me because I was the millionth customer, all right?
The Felchester star of the 30s knew real hardship. None of this Nancy boy oranges at half-time nonsense. You chewed on a handful of soil from the goal mouth. I've seen grown men gnaw through their own shin pads in injury time. Of course, in those days, the ball didn't have air in it. It was filled with gravel before every match. If Sir Nat's got anything to say, you can bet your bootlaces it'll be sound common sense.
Why today's Felchester team are complete rubbish by Sir Nat Jockstrap. The way these overpaid fairies kick the ball around, you'd think it was full of air. With their poncy hairstyles, they haven't seen a drop of decent manly windoline or any other major household cleaner in 40 years. You ask me, they're all homosexuals.
That's it, is it?
P.S. Especially Ricky Lennon.
See what I mean? Solid thinking.
This is outrageous. This man is clearly living in the past, with no idea of the great strides the team have made. In this ever-changing world in which we live in... it makes you give in and cry. If that column's going to contain anything, it should contain dialectical materialism, economic historical analysis, and other things that the average man in the street wants to read about.
Boy, Which particular everyday man in the street is this, then?
I don't know. The Red Army Colonel in Regent Street, perhaps. I don't know. You know... I should be writing that column.
Well, I can introduce you to the man who does write it, if you want.
You know Sir Nat Jockstrap?
No, but I can introduce you to the man who writes his column. Jeff Frankly, ace reporter of the Daily Tips.
Jeff Frankly? You can introduce me to this vulture?
Well, the old gleamy Bonds midfield dynamo. I'd say it was worth riding the brand new Nissan Satsuma with solar-powered in-car quadraphonic jacuzzi. Or shall we take the same bicycle as usual?
Good evening and welcome to Footy Scene. My name's Frankly Bryan, the man Lambeth CID want to chat to about the Dutch magazines. But tonight on the programme, we turn the spotlight on England. After a disappointing 1-0 defeat in the desert at the hands of South Yemen and a boring scoreless draw in the Gambia, surely it's the final straw tonight, as England go down 4-0 at home to St. Winifred's Girls' School Choir. With me now is the voice of the people, Jeff Frankly of the Daily Tits.
Hello, Saint.
Jeff Frankly is, of course, the football world's most controversial voice. Tell me, Jeff, how would you go about remedying the current malaise in the England camp?
Well, frankly, the problem has to be looked at objectively. Personally, I think the manager should be hacked to death with knives.
Knives?
Then his head should be split open with a chisel and his brain sold to a Chinese takeaway.
Considered analysis there from Fleet Street's Mr. Football, Jeff Frankly.
Absolutely. Where's the beer then?
We'll be back after the break.
Okay, studio, off air, reset camera 2, and someone to see Mr. Frankly outside.
Mr. Frankly, can I have a word with you, please?
Oh, blimey, love a duck and go up the road. It's Ricky Lennon. Dolchester's tough tackling, one-man powerhouse and far-sighted visionary midfield playmaker. What do you want, you bald git?
Well, it's about Sir Nat Jockstrap and the stuff he wrote about me in the Daily Tits.
He didn't write nothing. Made it up, didn't I? The maldehyded old pellet is in a mental home. She's an ant. Still, slip him a donut, he'll sign anything.
But what about Sir Nat's autobiography that came out last year? Football's a funny game.
How I get it, you want me to write yours as well? Hey, come to the right man. King of the autobiographies, one manager called me. Well, I did write the line for him. You know, he's all good, isn't he? Done autobiographies for all the big names I have. Gracie Fields, Lord Baden-Powell, Joseph Mengele, Peter Osgood. But for you, Ricky, I'll do a discount $5,000. Give me a list of anyone you want to slag off, any birds you want people to think you've shagged, any disputed goals you could pretend to have scored, and any filthy stories you've got about Peter Marinello. And I'll take the rest from cuttings and it'll be ready Thursday afternoon. Okay, my son?
No, you have misunderstood me, my friend. It is I who am offering to help you with a revolutionary new proposal. Future generations will speak with one breath of Woodward and Bernstein's Watergate exposés, of Stanley's search for Dr. Livingston, and of Ricky Lennon's My Sucker Week column in the Daily Tits. At last, a column prepared to tackle issues head-on, like the significance of collectivization in a semi-autonomous agricultural region and its ramifications for economic stability over a 5-year period.
And you want me to put some birds and fowls in it, yeah?
You will not need birds and fowls when the people flock to divine the mysteries of anarcho-syndicalism.
And how much do you expect to be paid for this masterwork?
Well, about 500 a column, 550.
Well, I think the most we could run to would be, nothing.
Plus expenses?
No.
Well, that sounds reasonable. I'll bring the first one round this week. By the way, which day does Curvy Corinne come in to be photographed?
Yes, the mighty engines of the press thunder through the night, bringing to the world Fleet Street's message of enlightenment, up-to-the-minute international news, and Tringo Bingo. Name the celebrity eyebrows and win an Austin Montego. In the Felchester dressing room, Ricky, Lennon and his team eagerly await the first edition bearing the new column.
I say, you men, have you read the Daily Tits? I never knew so much in it. A splendid sports coverage. Can't disagree with a word of it. Why today's Felchester teams are all homosexuals? By the voice of reason.
We don't want any more of that revisionist claptrap from Sir Nat Jockstrap. Turn to my column.
This is your column.
Give me that. Today's Felchester team are a bunch of big girls' blouses who couldn't put a goal past a can of spaghetti hoops.
In particular, the so-called hard man, big Geordie defender Stevie Starling, is a rouged and powdered handbag-swinging Nancy boy who probably likes dressing up in frilly nighties and being disciplined by burly dock workers. Writes hardline Marxist Ricky Lennon.
I didn't write that!
You bastards!
But
how did you find that out?
I didn't write it. Look, paragraph 3 of my original. Revolutionary social democracy utilizes economic agitation primarily for the purposes of presenting to the government the demand that it ceases to be an autocratic executive body. And look how it's come out. One bird I've always fancied is that Eunice Stubbs. I often have steamy thoughts of her womanly curves as I pile into the opposition keeper's ghoulies with an iron bar.
A bit of blue pencil would seem to be in evidence there.
I didn't care what colour pencil you wrote in. I'm going to put your wedding tackle in a blender.
Reminds me of an old Patan recipe. Tandoori Natas Masala.
Oh, God! No one will ever believe I didn't write it. This will destroy my career.
No, it won't, me old soon-to-be-emasculated balding tactical wizard.
Why not?
Because you haven't got a career. Haven't you seen the main story on the back page?
Exclusive by Jeff Frankley. Foreign stars in Euroband shocker. Britain's top soccer clubs were reeling last night after the government announced shock new limits on the number of Eurostars allowed in the British game as a result of the new EEC jam regulations. In particular, there will be a new limit of no Russians.
I always said they should get rid of that Danish fellow, you know, Stan Mortensen. And I always thought Nat Lofthouse had a touch of the tar brush.
Oh, my God, what am I going to do?
Without any genitals.
Somebody help me. Help me. Help me, please. Is the answer up above?
No, Ricky, son. It's down here in the dressing room as if you didn't know. And yes, it's going to cost you.
What is it?
Well, just take a look at this list of names there. Look.
This list of names.
That list there,
that
yeah.
List of names. Thank you. Chris Wiki, Eisenstein, Kamfung, Obote, Ribbentrop, Abu Nidal, Hofmeister, Shostakovich, Mudassar Nazar, Ataturk K, and Volpellier Piro.
That is the last team sheet for the Irish national squad.
Eh? How did that lot get into the Irish team?
Well, one of them once read a James Joyce book, another one drank a pint of Guinness, and one's got a sister with a green skirt. Plus, they could all play football. You could become a son of the Emerald Isle as well, Ricky, with my help.
You'd be a brave man to go to Ireland, Lennon, setting foot in the home of one of the most inhuman and beastly organisations ever to stalk the earth. I refer, of course, to the Nolans.
And you know a man who can make up an Irish background for me?
You mean research one? Yeah, sure I do. I know just the man.
Hello, Ricky, my son. Can't wait to read your next column.
Can't wait to write it, you mean, you revisionist running dog scumbag imperialist blamange? You've done it all. You've broken every code. You've pushed the rebel to the flower.
Nah, come off it. I just spiced it up a bit, that's all. Made it a bit more macho. I tell you, that curvy Kareem lapped it up.
Squirming in her seat, she was.
She was?
I never seen her so excited. Almost ripped the head off her cuddly Garfield.
Clearly, this is a woman of unusual perspicacity and creative insight. You wouldn't happen to know her phone number, would you?
First things first, Ricky. Terry here says you're willing to pay out for an Irish registration.
Read this.
Riacochiaolaninonoin. Now, there's something wrong with your typewriter.
That's the Gaelic spelling of your name. Pronounced Ricky O'Lennon. Make the cheque payable to Jeff Frankly Promotions, PLC, for 20 grand. Here's a sprig of Shamrock and the YouTube video's in the post.
Is that it?
No! No, you've got to do a lot of work as well. You've got to bone up an Irish culture. Barry McGuigan, Gloria Hunterford, the Pope, you know, that sort of thing. Your first interview's tomorrow morning.
Good evening and welcome to Footy Scene. My name's Frank Lee Brown, the man in the chunky jumper who's just been for a snort up in the gents. This afternoon saw the first get-together of the new-look Irish squad. Footy Scene was there as I spoke to the Irish manager, Big Mac McDonald. Big Mac, you're a Limerick lad yourself.
That is right, Frank Lee, born and bred.
Perhaps you'd like to introduce us to your team, the boys in green.
Certainly, Frank Lee. This is Benino Benedetto di Bonadetti.
Male pomo, un papagallo, Frank Lee.
What did he say? He says he's as sick as a parrot, Frank Lee. And this is Horst Rummeniger, youngest of the Rummeniger boys.
Frank Horst, ein Papagayo, mein Frank Lee.
Du haben eine Minderwertigkeit gefunden.
Ja, ja, ja.
He's not very well either.
Ich bin ein Stoppel von den Nederlands, Frank Horst, ein Papagayo.
Halten Sie das Munde? Henk van der Molbe, just out on bail. He's,
sick as a parrot, I know.
Goofy cat papugay, frankly. Sprouts. Mm-hmm. Good heavens, it's Ricky Lennon, Felgister's bone-crunching Soviet playmaker.
Surely you are making a boo-boo, frankly. I am Ricky O'Lennon, be Jesus. From County Donegal, Irish revolutionary that I am. Hooray for Michael Collins. Hooray for Pauline Collins. Eamon De Valera.
Ah, yes, the ex-Millwall player.
I refer, frankly, to the toughest of times, the Easter Rising.
Ah, yes, 3 matches in 4 days. Those bank holidays are a pig.
Please, frankly, don't mention pork in front of Wallach Halal Eldin. Our left back from Tipperary.
Yes, as Frankly Brown digs himself deeper into the bog, elsewhere, Felchus's Berlin number 3 shirt, Stevie Starlin, has not been idle. We travel now to Soho, in the heart of London's clubland, to the offices of showbiz impresario and manager to the stars, Louis B. Russell.
Mr. Starlin's arrived, sir.
Shame in, Roxanne. Oh, Stevie, my darling, come in, make yourself at home like you're my own son. Roxanne, give the boy a cup of coffee. He's just like coming up the street. A friend of Stevie's concerned. I saw that TV horror tackle the other day. Magnificent thing, surgically it was. I mean, other people go to the doctors to get their cartilages removed.
They said on the telly it was like a 50-50.
No, 50-50 whether he'll walk again, sweetheart. I was full of admiration, but I've got to be honest, Stevie. I've got to level with you. I can't represent you. Burly defenders just don't sell.
But, no.
Let me finish, son. If you were Cyril Regis, I'd have you opening the bean counter at Asda's tomorrow. If it was Dave Bessond, I could get you a couple of grand to read out the winner of the Redditch and Bromsgrove area, you Bix copier salesman for February award. But no one ever wants Burley defenders. Can you imagine the Women's Institute's jam-making display being opened by Chopper Harris? It'd be carnage. Just think of the chopper going in late over the damsel.
No, Pet, no, you've got it all wrong. I've come to hire one of your clients, not be one.
Now you're talking, sir. Sorry about the spiel, you understand? I mean, we're both professionals. Now, which of my highly sophisticated roster of artistes are you intending to shell out the reddies for?
Well, I was thinking along the lines of Corvi Kareem.
May I compliment you on a very tasteful decision? But no foreign food, loads of Malibus, and keep the heating on, because she doesn't wear much.
Well, if she could just come to Plonker's Wine Bar and Discotheque in Felchester High Street on the 18th, everything will be all right.
Something embarrassing involved, I hope?
Well, not for her.
Meanwhile, the day of the Ireland match approaches, and the old Fenian himself, Ricky O'Lennon, settles by the fire with a pint of Guinness and a potato pie and ponders on his newfound nationality.
Well, boys, do you think I've made the right decision, begorra?
Absolutely. Absolutely splendid, Lennon. I've been reading all about it in the Daily Tits, and I agree with you completely.
But I thought you didn't approve of me becoming an Irishman.
I don't. That's why I'm impressed by this column you wrote. Why I'll never play for the filthy mix. Fairly the nationalist Ricky Lennon.
Sprott, give me that! Behind the green shirts of Ireland lurk the crimson pointy horns of Rome. The Antichrist stalks the sporting turf of Dublin. Death to the satanic majesty, the Pope. Ricky Lennon was talking exclusively to Jeff Franklin.
Death to the Pope, eh, Lennon? Glad to see you're talking some sense at last. A Polish fellow, isn't he? Name of Carol. Must be a left footer with a name like that.
What, me, an Orangeman? But I can't shout nearly loud enough. Oh, I'm finished.
I knew a Pope once. Reggie Pope of B Company down at Aldersham. I don't think he was a Catholic. Couldn't be too careful, though. So we buried him alive in the foundations of the M3.
He was lucky. Think what's in store for me.
Funny you should say that. Some messages have already arrived for you. 8 straight death threats, a 7 pig's heads with the word "You're next" painted in green on it, and a presentation alarm clock with a tricky postmark.
Well, this is worse than being Salman Rushdie.
Oh, and one other thing. Corvi Corinne telephoned to fix up a date with the ball cruncher of hard dreams. She says she'll meet you on the 18th at Plunkett's Wayne Bar and Discotheque.
In every cloud, Rick.
You see, there is still hope. As long as a woman like that holds a torch for me, then the light of historical determinism will never go out in my underpants. Where is this Jeff, so-called Mr. Revisionism, frankly? I demand he be tried straight away on the stage of history.
Hello and welcome to Footy Scene. My name's Frank Lee Bryan, the lead story in tomorrow's News of the World. But the big story tonight must surely be the shock withdrawal of receding midfield master craftsman Ricky Lennon from the Irish squad in acrimonious circumstances. And here with us tonight, the journalist who broke the story, hard man Jeff Frankley of the Daily Tits, and the player at the centre of the row, Felchus's cue ball-headed commissar of controversy, Rick Lennon. Now, Jeff, that's quite a story.
My readers always find out what's happening before anybody else did. I mean, they knew Ricky changed his mind even before he did. If you want the facts, you grab the tits.
I disassociate myself totally from this animal.
But you did write the piece.
I did write a piece. Take this passage. Communists know only too well that revolutions are not made deliberately and arbitrarily, but that everywhere and at all times revolutions have been the necessary outcome of circumstances quite independent of the will or the guidance of particular parties and whole classes. It came out as follows. I hate all paddies. But I must say I wouldn't mind giving that Gloria Honeyford one.
Jeff?
My readers want to hear about Gloria Honeyford.
But you don't understand. Now I've been barred from the Irish team. The EEC are going to throw me out of the country because I was born in Russia.
No, they won't. Where did you hear that?
Well, I read it in the Daily Tits.
Exclusive.
You mean it wasn't true?
It was a pace-setting piece. Talking point. Set the agenda.
You mean it was full of lies?
Full of them. It was a selection.
43.
It's a big selection.
Oh, you may find my soon-to-be ex-reporter that you have written your last exclusive. The vengeance of the people will be swift, decisive, and unbelievably bloodthirsty.
Aye? What are you complaining about? I'll set you up with a real hard man image. Rupert Everett, eat your heart out. And the girls love it. Everyone knows bald men are bigger ones anyway.
Well, you may have a point there.
In that curvy careen, I mean, she's gasping. I mean, you wouldn't want me to put in a bad word, would you?
I do see what you mean, actually, comrade, yes. It would seem that just and righteous revenge of the proletariat may have to be put in abeyance temporarily.
All smiles there. Ricky and Jeff, thanks a lot.
You looking for me?
Curvy Corinne, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Ricky Lennon, Felchester's well-oiled midfield machine. But hey, let's talk about you.
Your light.
A mere TV appearance. You got here all right.
No, it was open. How am I supposed to open it if it's open?
I'm sorry?
I brought my thumb and my football.
But you brought one with you? Bit of a football fan, eh?
No, I hate it. I just do as I'm told.
I see, that's a rather submissive attitude for a modern young lady.
Well, I'm well paid for what I do.
I hadn't imagined this. This is strange. Shall we eat first?
Can't we get on with it? I've got another appointment at 8.
Hey, baby, I can see that you're hot for Russia's greatest love machine. Let's go back to my pad and get down to some historical materialism.
Get off, you pervert! What are you doing?
But I'm a famous footballer. Girls love famous footballers like Frank Lampard, Colin Viljohn, Ian Story Moore of Nottingham Forest.
You're off your rocker.
But what about the caption? Curvy Corinne would like to meet the hunky fellas of Felchester FC, especially rugged, balding maestro Ricky Lennon.
You don't think I write the captions, do you?
Well, who does then? No, don't tell me.
You think I'm stupid, don't you, because of what I do? You Marxist, you're all the same, always postulating historical logic from an economic base.
I beg your pardon?
Treat people as so many economic units, confuse the state with its own executive arm, so the administrators of change inevitably bring a personal interpretation of popular will to bear, perpetually enshrining individual power in what should be a functional position.
I see Watford won on Saturday, then.
Anyway, your time's up. The invoice is in the post.
And so, suitably chastened by his ill-advised departure from the straight and narrow path of revolutionary communism, Ricky Lennon trudges 8 miles to work the following morning, in ascetic solidarity with oppressed proletarian masses the world over.
Oh, I'm knackered. 8 miles I had to walk to work.
Ascetic display of solidarity with oppressed proletarian masses the world over, was it?
No, I had to sell the car.
Expensive dinner, was it?
Personal appearance, wasn't it? 5,000 quid, plus 20,000 for my so-called Irish registration to that leprous running clam of capitalism. Jeff, so-called Frankly, how is it that at every stage he always knew my next move?
Morning, Ricky, me old gonad stomper.
Nice car, Tell. Looks expensive.
Yeah, should do, la. It's a brand new Nissan Satsuma with in-car dishwasher and 5-speed electric headrests. Came into a bit of dosh.
Dosh, eh? No doubt from the tainted wallet of the revisionist running sore of Fleet Street himself. Oh, if only I could escape from his clutches.
Ah, Lennon, I see you severed all connections with the Daily Tits.
I have? Brilliant.
Only decent thing you could do in the circumstances. I assume you're going to shoot yourself, of course.
What are you talking about?
This. Felchester Star in Wine Bar Sex Grab Shocker. A Daily Tits exclusive.
By Jeff Frankly.
The Tits is deeply saddened to announce that the grasping groper of Felchester, Ricky Lennon, will never sully the pages of this paper again after his disgusting assault on Lissom Page 3 cutie Corinne Curvy in a Felchester wine bar last night. Full colour pictures, pages 4, 6, 17, 23 and 35 to 98.
Ah, that's what all those flashes were. I thought it was the ecstasy.
Well, I hope you've learned a good lesson from all this, Lennon.
What's that?
Next time, read the Daily Telegraph.
Lennon of the Rovers starred Alexis Sale as Ricky Lennon, John Sessions as Jeff Frankly, and Louis B.